Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Oh, happy Monday. It is a very exciting Monday for me today. First of all, my friends wanted to get together and do a listening party too, because obviously they love today's guest. So we are broadcasting live from Starbucks, and I am having a wonderful time so far, but it's just getting better now. That I'm on the phone with today's guest. This young man is one totally amazing dude, and I just love him to pieces. And I don't have much time with him today, so let me shut up and introduce Jonathan Fritzen. Welcome to Up Close and Personal, Jonathan.
Hey, Annie. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, dude, my hands are shaking. That's what you do to me. You are just so wonderful.
So you guys are at Starbucks. What are you guys having? Coffee? Tea?
I'm having my caramel macchiato, and God knows what they're having. I see a whole bunch of stuff with nuts and strawberry stuff, and so. But we're having a great time listening to they are listening to the show while I'm over here in my little corner talking with you.
That's awesome. I love the caramel macchiato as well. I usually get that, and I like their double espresso. And actually, it's funny. I've been collecting Starbucks mugs from actually all the way from New York to London to Stockholm. Every place I go and play, it's become like a tradition of mine to pick up a Starbucks mug. So I have quite a few, and it just brings
me
good memories when I drink my morning coffee, you know.
Awesome. Whew, okay, where to start? Again, welcome to Up Close and Personal. And I would like to start by saying, can you give us a brief history? Because you're so young, okay? I mean, at least you look very young. But can you give us a history? You're a hottie, I tell you. And you're so photogenic. Oh, my God. There's not a bad picture of you.
Well, you know the stuff you can do in computers today, Photoshop and filters. You can make anything look good, you know.
I'm sure that you look as well in person, and I'm dying to see you perform. That's like one of my ultimate dreams and goals, and that is to see you perform live. But anyway, can you tell us how you started? Who is your mentor? What brought on this amazing Jonathan that we hear today?
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because when you're starting out as a kid, I was, you know, literally born almost with a drum in my lap before I could walk or anything, because both my parents are musicians, and I would have to say they are my biggest inspirations for sure. My mom plays the flute, and my dad is a piano player as well and a composer. And, you know, they just got me into music when I was young with the toy drum And a few years later, I started making drum sets out of my mom's pots and pans, you know, from the kitchen. She would be all mad at me, you know, where I can't cook. Where's all my stuff, you know? And I'll be banging the drums there and, you know, making a lot of noise. So, but, you know, it's always been going on from a young age. And then I picked up piano when I was like 6 or 7. And I've always been playing. Drums was actually my main focus before I decided to dedicate myself to piano. I was sure I was going to become like the world's fastest drummer. That was my mission when I was growing up, you know. And so basically what happened was I was born and raised in Stockholm, Sweden. My mother's from Sweden and my father's from the States. And when I was 19, I tried out for the Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm, and I tried out on drums, and I wasn't accepted, but I tried out on piano as well, and I got in, you know, with the piano thing, and that's kind of when my, you know, main focus to piano switched, and I'm very happy that I decided to take that path, for sure.
Definitely, definitely. So now you're the fastest keyboardist.
Exactly.
Man, that is wonderful. This Fritzenized, which album is this? How many? This is what?
This is album number 5.
Number 5.
And number 5. Time flies. And very excited about this record because usually when I've been making my records, I would spend like, 5 months, 7, 8 months in a record. This album took me over 2 years to make. And so I really think it's my most personal record to date. And I just wanted to make a record, you know, with no time constraints and no pressure from anybody, but just kind of get my vision down and try things and see how much I could, you know, stretch my creativity. So I'm very proud of this record, and I hope that it kind of takes fans and listeners to the journey, the musical journey that I was going through when I wrote that record. So I'm very excited about it.
Amen, amen. The musical journey that you were going through, is that something that you can share with us, or is it a personal thing? I mean, you know.
Well, I think one of the things that made this record special is because it took over 2 years to make, and it was during two, you know, very intense years of my life, touring like crazy and traveling a lot. And I think all of the, you know, the touring, the traveling, and you grow as a person, I think it was just like a lot of emotions going through me. And I think that the record has a lot of different flavors. And I think that just because it took so long a time to make the record, and when I made the record, I really wanted to make it feel like every song was connected, because sometimes when you hear records, there can be a lot of great songs on the album, but it doesn't feel like each song is related to each other. So I really spent a lot of time. I wrote like, you know, 20 to 25 songs, and I narrowed it down to 10, not necessarily the songs I thought were the best, but that had some kind of connection, emotional connection. And I really hope that when people listen to it, that when you listen through it from the first track and to the last, you can kind of feel a sense of a journey going on. And that's what I try to portray with this record.
Amen. And that you have. I won't be playing them in order because that takes the fun out of it. But you know me, I'm all backwards. I would like to start with Euphoria. Can you tell me anything about that particular song?
Yeah, that was a song that I wrote, and I had an incredible friend of mine called Mr. Paul Taylor, who played saxophone on it. And this is very special for me because when I was growing up, when I was like, I think I was 12 or 13, when I first heard anything, what we call, you know, contemporary jazz or smooth jazz, and it was a record by a pianist called Keiko Matsui. I'm sure you know who she is.
Keiko!
Of course. She's incredible. Wonderful piano player and songwriter. And I fell in love with her music, and there was this saxophone playing on her record, and I was just totally blown away about it. And I had no clue who it was at the time, and I found out later that it was Paul playing on it. So I listened to some of his records, and I just became such a fan of his music. And then a few years later, I got a call from you know, Paul and his team, and they asked me if I wanted to play on Paul's record. I was, this can't be happening. He's like one of my absolute favorite musicians, wanting me to play on his record. So I got a chance to play on his record, and then he played on mine, and it was just such a wonderful feeling to play with a musician that you really look up to. And Paul plays so great. So Euphoria, that would be a great title for it, I thought. So that's the story of that song.
Amen. And I just love it. So here it is from Jonathan Fritzen's Fritnessize. Here it is.
Thank you.
beautiful. My God. I just don't know. I just don't know what to say. What was your vision for this album?
I'm sorry? One second, please.
What was your vision for this album?
The vision was really to create, you know, truthful and honest music straight from the soul. And that was definitely my vision for that one. And that's why I also thought Fritzenized would be a good title, because it's a personal title to what I tried to do, you know, a very personal record.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any rituals before you do an album? I mean, are you constantly writing and just saving the music for when, you know, it hits that time for the album to come out? Or, I mean, as a musician, I'm sure you constantly, every time something happens or something gets your attention, your brain goes into that mode and you write something. What is it that you do?
Well, for me, I've really noticed when I get those special moments for me, when, you know, you're kind of in the zone and the inspiration hits you, it's usually after I've been traveling. And it doesn't really matter if it's a vacation trip or a tour or just any kind of travel where you come to a new spot, you see new people, you get new impressions. And so what I usually try to do is every time I get back from a trip, I will schedule a few days where I'll lock myself in the studio. I won't see a single human soul for a few days. Stock up on food and coffee. And usually, you know, I usually try to get in the zone and just, you know, write as much as you can. And sometimes for me, if I'm not inspired, I might not write anything. But if I'm in the zone, I mean, you can write 4 or 5 songs a day if you're lucky. And you just got to really treasure those moments, I think. And usually when you write a song, it's not like you always write it at once. I like taking, you know, with the iPhone now, it's so good because you can just record anything anywhere and listen to it anytime and any place. And it's a very cool way of working, I think, and just listening and changing some things, listening and changing, and that's how I like to write. And I also want to mention, I always write my songs at the piano as well before I start, you know, producing them, because I always believe that a good song, it should be able to work just with a vocal or just with a guitar. I mean, the drums and the bass and everything, it always enhances it. But a good song should be able to be played very simply. And I always make sure the song is, you know, as I want it before I take it to the production phase. So that's kind of the way I work in the studio with music.
But professionalism. How would you describe yourself as a musician?
Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, I think that the older I get and the more I've been doing this, what becomes more and more important for me is to put, let's put it this way. When you're young and when you're really getting into it and when you're studying music, and, you know, I've studied for quite some time at a professional level, and it's very common that you can get lost with all the technical parts of art, you know, fast technique or playing hip licks or stuff like that. And I've just felt that for every year that goes, I hopefully become more mature in my music. And for me, it's more important to move people, the emotional aspect of it. And I'm not really so interested of impressing anybody from a technical standpoint. So I'm trying just to become better every year and every day by just letting whatever comes, what should come, and let go of your ego and just kind of let the music flow. So I'm trying to become more of that type of musician. And it's an interesting journey, and I'm very happy that the listeners and all my fans have been with me and let me kind of do what I want to do and be a part of that progress. And it's a very cool thing to share that with everybody.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to keep the music flowing as well. And here it is, A Funky Night from Jonathan Fritzen's Fritzenized. Yeah, let me say that right. Fritzenized.
I can barely say
that accent comes out. That accent just be killing me. But here it is. Oh, Lord, I'm up close and personal. Tell me something, Jonathan. I have like 10 stickies that they have given me to ask questions, but they're going to wait for the end. I want to know, you are one of the most sought-after musicians out here as producer, playing in albums. You have a very unique style, and you outstand from the rest. I mean, you know, you are who you are. What makes all these other musicians come and soar after you?
Well, you know, I'm just very happy that I've had a chance to work with so many incredible musicians and producers and what have you. And I hope that, you know, people find that we've been talking about before, is that there's an honesty to the music and something that moves people emotionally. And I think that for me, I was just trying very hard to, you know, spending a lot of years to developing your skills and your versatility. And I think that if there are any, you know, aspiring musicians listening to this, I would say to them that it's important to obviously, you know, practice your instrument, get good, got to sit and do your scales and all that kind of stuff, but also just kind of really trying to be honest with yourself, like, what do I want to express musically, and how do I want to grow as a musician? Because I think that if you really try to focus on just being yourself and just that kind of thing, I think that helps your musicality, and hopefully other artists and other musicians will feel that and want to work with you. So I think that's how all that has been coming, you know, about.
Oh, you're being humble about the whole thing, and I appreciate that, but I think you just rocked, and that's why they come to you.
Well, I'm very,
I just put,
you know,
it out there.
It's been a dream come true for me. A lot of the musicians I grew up listening to have become good friends of mine, and I've had a chance to play with so many incredible people, so I feel very, very fortunate, and just kind of pushes me to work even harder and just make more records and continue to do what I do, you know.
Amen, amen. When you started this musical journey, did you have any expectations, and, you know, have your expectations changed throughout the years?
That's a great question. I think for most musicians, when you start out, the reason you start playing an instrument is because you love playing music. I think that's the core reason in most cases why people start, and it was definitely the reason for me. I just love music. So it's kind of interesting when you get older and you've been doing this for quite a while, and suddenly you realize that your passion just became your job. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a curse and a blessing, you know, because it's a blessing because you get to do what you love and everything. But I believe it's very important to stay true why you actually started playing music, because when you do it as a career, and I feel, you know, very fortunate that I've had a lot of success, you know, with number one singles and, you know, touring the world and all that kind of stuff, which has been and it is an incredible thing. But it's really easy to, it's sometimes easy to get lost with all that and forget why you actually got into music. So I think for me right now, the most important thing for me is to continue my creative path and explore music, trying to push myself, become a better musician, and to make people feel better and, you know, get moved about my music. And I actually, just last week, I posted something on Facebook. I recorded a little piano thing that I did for 9/11, and I just wanted people to listen to the piano music and see if they would feel better or feel good. And I got so many wonderful responses, and that just meant so much to me that, you know, doing what I do, I have a chance to move other people with my music and change their lives to the better. And that is not something you think about when you were 1 year old and you got that toy drum. So I definitely say that my expectations and my direction has changed over the years, for sure.
Amen, amen. One of the girls, she says that I should be slapped for not having this interview live. She said she'll be sitting in your lap while I'm talking.
Yeah.
I tell you, horrible. Ladies, horrible. I want to play next, Enchantment. Anything to say about this particular song?
that was one of the very first songs I wrote for the new record, and I just wanted to create kind of like a moody ballad. So I thought Enchantment would be a good title for it. So much of a story of that song. I hope the music speaks for itself on this
one. It surely does. And here it is, an up close and personal Enchantment from Jonathan Fritzen in his Fritzenize album. Here we go. That is just plain beautiful.
Now, tell me something, Jonathan. Do you listen to anyone on your downtime, or even if you're not on your downtime, who do you listen to?
I listen to, wow, there is so much good music out there. It's just incredible how much great music there is in different types of genres. And I've always, since I was a kid, been very open-minded to different styles of music. I've listened to everything from classical to pop to R&B, jazz, hip-hop, I mean, even heavy metal. I mean, everything. And what I really like to do, actually, you know what, let me take out my iPod here. And let me see what I have in the playlist here. So, yeah, we have what I've been listening to lately. I have John Mayer. Have you heard his latest records?
Yes, I did, because my daughter plays it, yes.
Oh, I love it. Great songs, great voice, and love his stuff. I have Bruno Mars in here. I have Miles Davis. Dave Koz. Wow, so much. You know, it's just a very eclectic mix. And what I really like to do is when I write music is, and especially when I produce music, I would listen to some genre that you would think is very far from the style I do. And I would try to take some element from it and turn it inside out, twist it in, and put it into my music and try to, you know, create my own vibe with it.
Slap that Fritzen in there, huh?
Exactly.
And does that apply to that guacamole? You know, you said this album, it tells, like, you know, it all blends in, but how did guacamole, how did it play in this album?
Well, that song has a great story, actually. It was about 7-8 years ago. I was touring in Nicaragua, in Central America, and every night after the shows, we would go out to the nightclubs and party and dance. And a lot of the stuff the DJ was spinning had this special beat to it called, like, the reggaeton beat. It's like, doom,
reggaeton, there you go, reggaeton.
Hey, exactly. You know what I'm talking about. This awesome, awesome beat. And I just love the beat. And since then, I've always thought it would be really cool to write a song and produce a song in that style. But I never found the right tune. And then I started working on the guacamole song, and this beat just fit perfectly in there. So that's how that came to. And, you know, that's really cool because the reggaeton, it was, you know, I would hear that in the nightclubs, and then it put kind of like a jazzy thing to it. That's what I like to do about music. Take something from a different genre and blend it in and create something hopefully new. So,
and she, one of the girls here, she loves country western, especially since I've moved into the country. She wants to know, can you jazz up Keith Jarrett?
Keith,
don't ask.
Keith Jarrett?
Don't be after. Yeah.
Oh,
he's a country western?
He's one of my absolute favorite
really?
Piano players, for sure. Yeah, I love him.
Awesome. Well, here it is, guacamole, because I still want to play one more song, which is Fingers on Fire, before you have to go. So here it is, guacamole.
Cool.
love that Latin vibe. Love it. Love it. I can, you know, hearing that song, I can just imagine you on stage with Tito Puente.
Well, that's a lot of fun. You know, when I do that song live, I actually have my own avocado shaker that I use, which is really cool. So fits perfectly in.
Oh, Lord.
And guacamole is like my absolutely favorite thing to eat. So that's why I titled the song Guacamole.
Really, really. Wow. You're just so amazing. You're wonderful. What do you want your fans to take this from this, your fifth album? I mean, they're all wonderful. I don't know. I mean, I can't say this one, I could say it, that it's better than the rest. This one has like a whole different Jonathan, you know, from listening to your previous albums. So I don't know, whatever journey you had, you took to get to this album, it brought out the best in you. So what do you want your fans to take every time they listen to the music in this album?
Well, you know, I think that with this record, I'm hoping to start a new journey for myself as well. And I'm always working on new music, of course, and definitely have some very exciting things coming up in the future, recording projects and so forth, that I'm very excited to share with all my fans. And I hope that you guys will still be on this journey together with me, with new music and new adventures. And hopefully I get a chance to see all my fans at an upcoming show, because with the social media and everything, it's such a wonderful thing. And I've had a chance to, you know, meet so many new friends that way. And it's really nice when you talk to friends on Facebook and Twitter, and then you finally get to meet them in person, you know, at a concert. And all my tour dates can be found on my website. It's jonathanfritzen.com. And, of course, Jonathan Fritzen Music on Facebook and Jonathan Fritzen on Twitter. So it's been a pleasure being on the show today. Thank you so much, Annie, for having me. And I hope to connect with everybody online soon. And, yeah, that's it for now, I think.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I look forward to meeting you in person as well one day. But for now, I know you have to go, so I am going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel blessed.
Looking forward to
it.
We'll take the we'll have the caramel macchiatos. They're my
favorite.
Hey, there
you go.
So.
There you go. Well, thank you again, Jonathan. Stay blessed, and you are loved here. So anytime, just pop in on my page or on the show, whatever. You know, this is your home. Anytime you want to come and share any kind of music with us, we love you.
Well, I appreciate that. And thank you so much for having me. It was a great chatting with you.
Likewise, likewise. And I'm going to continue playing music until 4 o'clock. I'll be playing music from this album and the previous album. So please stay tuned. And here it comes next. Fingers on Fire from Jonathan Fritzen. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
the baby. He is on fire. Well, before I go on with the next song, I just want to let you all know that this show is brought to you by a new music network, which I suggest for everyone to take a look at. It's amazing. It's called PromArtie.com, and they are the sponsors of our show today and every day. So please take your time and go to PromArtie.com. That's PromArdi.com, and check it out. Okay, well, now I am going to play Kiss Goodbye by Jonathan Fritzen from his Fritzenized album. Here you go on Up Close and Personal with Latin Jazzy.
beautiful. Love it. Sexy. And just, Jonathan Fritzen. Well, today we've been talking to Jonathan Fritzen, and I'm going to continue playing music from Fritzenized, and hopefully for Magical as well, as long as the time allows me. So here next is The Jungle from Jonathan Fritzen's Fritzenized. You are an up close and personal. Enjoy. was The Jungle by Jonathan Pritzker from Pritzenized. And now I would love to play for you Celebration. And Celebration features another jazz iconic sax player, Gerald Albright. Here it is, an up close and personal. Enjoy Celebration by Jonathan Pritzker. Whoa, baby, yes. And in case you recognize the bass in that track, that's that wonderful and that hottie that we all know. And he is pretty amazing himself, Randy Jacobs. Yeah. Anyway, so here we go next. I would love to play, let's see, A New Beginning, which was the first single out of Fritz and I's. And here it is, an Up Close and Personal.
Thank you.
Wow, that's going to become a classic. I love that tune. It is just a beautiful, beautiful track. As time comes, here I am. We're broadcasting from Starbucks with a couple of friends and I. We were just chilling and listening to Jonathan Fritzen while I talked to him. Anyways, now we have the last song from Fritzen Eyes, and that is Sailing Away. Here on Up Close and Personal. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Until we meet again, stay blessed and don't forget to keep it smooth. Have a good night.